Joel Selwood's been good enough to join us, the captain of the Cats. It's the Cats membership day here at SEN. Six-game Cats home and away membership for the price of a three-game. Welcome, Jolly boy.
Hey, guys, how are we doing?
Good to talk to you. Do you reckon that the AFL have listened to the fans? Do you reckon they're prepared to listen and get a feel for what they want to see? And from a playing point of view, do you get that sense that they've got the goodness of the game at heart?
Oh, absolutely, guys. I mean, we've seen over the JLT, as you've just said, that they have been considerate with how the game's viewed. But, I mean, I've also enjoyed how the game's been played over the first two JLT games and going into the season. We've trained it all summer. And I think the game's going to be a great spectacle.
What have you enjoyed most about it, about the differences? Because we've got, as you know, you've been to our studio, you can see real-time feedback from our listeners, and not all of them are convinced. What would you say? What have you enjoyed most about it?
Oh, I personally just like how it's stretched the ground out a bit more. So we've got, you will see more one-on-one contests, maybe not early in the game, but as the game goes on and blokes get tired, it does open up quite a bit. So there will be, at the moment, I reckon just the game's moving in the right direction.
Hey, Joel, good morning to you. I reckon you enjoyed the other component, and that was the centre bounce as well, watching you the other night against Essendon, the fact that you do have more space around that centre bounce and players not coming in hard off the line like they did.
Yeah, it's very true, Tim. It's one part of the game where I think some of the best players will enjoy more than any, and I read an article Chris Judd did recently, and he would have loved it. Not clogging up the stoppages as quickly as we can, and allowing those players to run out the front of the stoppage and have shots on goal is what we'll see a lot more of.
And I saw you spend a bit of time on the wing as well, which I think the wing is going to be an interesting proposition as well. And I don't know whether it's just me, but you were playing on the wing closest to the bench. Now, did that have anything to do with messaging and the runners not being able to get out there and you can then control some of that?
Not really, guys.
Come on, don't ruin my story.
Well, you can write it up like that. I appreciate that. But it's that was the wing that I just started on. So, yeah, been doing a little bit of that over the pre-season period. To be honest, it's helped. Not being in congestion the whole time too. So just make sure that I can still got my running legs for the season to come. And throughout the season, I'll play there a lot.
Hey, Joel, have you seen Sam Walsh play yet? Have you seen either of his games in the JLT?
No, I haven't yet, but I've seen his games at Geelong Falcons. I saw him play a couple of times down here, and he's a super impressive player. But also a super impressive kid. We occasionally had the Geelong Falcons kids come and they did rehab throughout the facility and was always very respectful with the way that he went about it. And, always shook the hand and made note of just saying hi, which was nice.
Hey, Joel, he doesn't remind me of you in the way that he plays, but the fact that he looks so accomplished for somebody that's just stepped out of under 18 competition into AFL football, just like you did. I mean, you didn't miss a beat. I just want to take you back to those early days that you played. Did you ever feel intimidated at all playing at AFL level? Because you look so comfortable, like Sam Walsh looks already.
No, I didn't, but it was probably a little bit of a different scenario. I had a lot of guys in their mid to late 20s, going into their 30s, and I was supported by a group of players that were really developed and well-educated, and not saying that Carlton are, but they're probably at the other end where they're developing a lot of players at the same time. What it will do, Sam will just push those players along and straight away show them how it's done. And I think that's really important. And Carlton's got an absolute beauty, and they don't come along very often. So they've got to make sure they enjoy him. And he'll change the footy club, definitely.
Yeah, what about the Cats? It is Geelong membership day here, so Geelong supporters are tuning in to find out how they're tracking you. The forward half is probably the thing that is of most interest. Your midfield's been so well settled, and it's not great concern there. The back half with Blitzars and Henderson and Harry seems pretty well balanced as well, but it's the forward half that we're going to get a bit of a different look at. Are you confident that it's going to be capable of kicking what looks now to be, you know, you need to have maybe 14, 15, 16 goals a game?
Yeah, absolutely I am. I mean, Rowan and Dalhouse have been great contributors for us over the pre-season period, not just throughout the JLT, but just joining in straight away and helping our sort of young forwards. We've got a forward line with Hawkins, Ablett, Rowan, Dalhouse is sort of our keys at the moment. And then you put amongst them a couple of midfielders that will play down there also. It becomes quite dangerous, and we think that we can kick big scores.
Well, it's going to be one of the great interesting things. And, mate, as we let you go, just another little side issue. Paddy McCartan's just struggling with some concussions now. I think he's up to 6, 7 or 8, and I don't think you've had anywhere near that amount. I think people sometimes think you have, given that you've been bandaged up that many times. But are you confident that the AFL have got this right and that we can preserve players to the point where we're not going to lose them to concussion?
Well, we hope so, but it's an ongoing matter. I don't think the AFL have said that they've got it right either. It's one that the clubs are thoroughly working through with the AFL to try and find an outcome for, and I think we should leave it in the hands of that too, and there's so many opinions around. We've just got to trust that the AFL and the clubs are speaking to the right people and make sure they're looking after the players as well as they can. Because we don't want to lose a Paddy McCartan to footy.
No, we certainly don't. We've got one off the text message here too. Atkins, Constable, Clark. Which of those, if not all of them, will be playing?
I'd probably see a couple of them, I reckon.
Righto. Nicely done.
I won't give away too much.
And last one here. The Connections and Mystic Journey just wanted to pass on. You'll never, ever go and draw their horse barrier for them ever again.
No, well, yeah, a bit of bad luck yesterday. Mystic Journey will be coming out of barrier 16 of 18 come the weekend, and it was one of the favourites before the barrier draw. So I apologise to all those good people down in Tassie.
Hey, good on you. Thanks for joining us. Good luck for the year.
Appreciate that, guys.
Joel Salward, the 8th year as captain of the Geelong Footy Club. And what an out-and-out genuine superstar he has been. You're a Cats fan, become a member today. You can purchase a 6-gamer for the price of a 3-game. That is only for today.
Did you see him play last weekend against Essendon?
Did I ever?
Gee, I don't know that he's actually played better than that. He looked as sharp as he's ever looked, Joel. So
I think a little bit of outside work's going to help him as well. We've got to get to break. I've got a thought on Gary Ablett I want to share with you after the break as well. SEN Breakfast from Melbourne Airport Parking. Warmer welcomes and proper goodbyes. And our terminal parking, $12. And Godding's, your Kubota, my favourite preferred farm machinery. Kubota 5-star service dealer.